Let's Buy Healthcare is a startup company which is facilitating increased access to private hospital care, even if a person does not have private health insurance. The company's founder, David Allen, joins me now to discuss the model behind this business. David, I would like to begin the interview by looking at your time in the National Treatment Purchase Fund, because it is this experience that has enabled you to set up your own business.
That's right. For about 11 years, I was in charge of purchasing and finance with the National Treatment Purchase Fund, who effectively were buying private care on behalf of the state in private hospitals. And so it wasn't a big transition, or it's not a big transition to be doing it on behalf of the state, to instead be doing it on behalf of people who register with Let's Buy Healthcare.
So what is Let's Buy Healthcare, and how does it work?
Well, it's really a community-based approach aimed at people who don't have private healthcare, private health insurance, I should say, and really gives them easy value-for-money access to private hospitals in Ireland. So the idea really is that people register, and it's free to register, and you can register on behalf of a family member. And then collectively, we would negotiate packages of care on behalf of those people who are registered. So it's a pay-as-you-go approach to private healthcare, but taking a collective, coordinated approach through Let's Buy Healthcare.
It's a very interesting concept. Now, essentially, you will bulk buy healthcare procedures for your customer base. Talk me through your purchasing process with the individual hospitals.
What we want to do is, first of all, we want people to register. Even if you don't need a treatment at this moment in time, if you don't have private health insurance, Let's Buy Healthcare may be an option for you. So we're asking for people to register and say that it is free. So once we have large volumes of people registered, we can then table with private hospitals in Ireland that these people are looking for treatments for cataracts, for veins, for day case treatments, and arrange, as we did with the National Treatment Purchase Fund, a packaged price. So typically that would include the price for hospital accommodation, any surgical fees, the anaesthetist fees, any prosthesis costs, whatever, an all-inclusive single price. And the way it works at the moment is that if, for example, somebody who wasn't insured wanted to access a private hospital, it's actually quite an awkward customer experience to get a price. You have to get a price from the hospital. You may have to get a separate price from the surgeon. You may have to get an MRI or an X-ray, a separate price. So that can be quite a bit of work. And then that's assuming that you shop around. And a lot of people don't shop around, actually, for proper healthcare.
And apart from simplifying the customer experience, taking the complexity and the inconvenience out of it, what level of savings do you expect customers to gain from this?
Well, if we take, for example, the example that's often used is the price of a cataract. Now, we know from experience that there are different prices in different private hospitals for something like a cataract, and that applies to other treatments. The price of a cataract can range between, say, 2,200 right up to I've seen prices for a cataract of up to 3,000 euro. So that knowledge and that experience that Let's Buy Healthcare bring to the table for the consumer of itself, the fact that we can shop around and are aware of the market, that's bringing significant savings. So even before the prospect of large volumes is taken into consideration. And where we would like to get to eventually is effectively to look and table the prospect of getting effectively the wholesale price for these treatments rather than the retail price.
Are you looking specifically at procedures being done within the Republic of Ireland? Are you also exploring the option where somebody can go up north or go across the pond to the UK to have a procedure completed?
Well, we're concentrating initially to prove the model in the Republic. That's the first step. I mean, there are lots of things that we can do after that. The cross-border directive is also something that people can avail of if they wish. That's an important topic that people should look at if they want to get themselves treated. But certainly for the moment, we are concentrating on private hospitals in the Republic, and we'll take it from there.
As awareness grows about the treatment abroad scheme, do you see that scheme being of any particular threat to your business?
Well, it's another option for people. I mean, our proposition is our proposition. And if people would prefer to be treated up the north or in another country, of course, it's an option that they should look at. We're not trying to compete with the cross-border directive. Our proposition is different, that you can be treated in a local private hospital, and that's really our focus.
And typically, what type of procedure will you be expecting customers to use Let's Buy Healthcare for?
Well, certainly the experience so far has been cataracts, veins. We're surprised at the number of orthopaedic treatments that people have registered for. There's quite a few hips and joints, which are you know, they're quite expensive. But certainly... The more common treatments, it's common day case treatments, tonsils, colonoscopy.
And at what stage of the process would a customer's GP need to get involved?
Well, that's once the price is agreed with the hospital, the private hospital will contact the patient who is registered, and they will explain what's needed. The Medical Council of Ireland require everybody to have a GP letter that will be needed prior to any admission or prior to seeing a private hospital's consultant. But that will be handled by the private hospital. Let's Buy Healthcare is not involved in any way or shape or form with the clinical pathway. Our role is very clearly to try and agree a reasonable price for a package of treatment and to do that on behalf of a large number of people.
Does the patient themselves pay Let's Buy Healthcare, or do they pay the hospital directly?
Well, we're hearing very loud and clearly from the people who have registered so far that they would simply prefer, and it's the model that we would prefer, that the patient simply pays the private hospital, and then any commission that Let's Buy Healthcare levy is agreed between the private hospital in the background with the private. With Let's Buy Healthcare.
So am I right by saying that this is a completely free service to the end user?
Just to be clear, a commission included in the price offered to the patient. But it's an all-inclusive price that would include a commission that's agreed between Let's Buy Healthcare and the private hospital.
Now, from a business perspective, do you have to create awareness about the availability of private health services? Because I think there's a misconception that if you do not have private health insurance, you cannot access private services.
Absolutely. And that's what we found when we were doing our research. There was a feeling that because I'm on a public hospital waiting list, or because I'm waiting on a public hospital consultant, I don't have private health insurance, so I have no other choice. In fact, people do have choices, and this is another one. You can, if you wish, go privately, and obviously this is trying to make that option better and a simpler option to take. But yes, there is quite a bit of confusion out there, which is probably not surprising, given that it's the Irish health system is a mix of public and private. But people can, if they want to, they can go privately. They can take more control of their own destiny. And get off the public hospital waiting list and get themselves treated, particularly, as I said, for the lower cost treatments of which most people are waiting on, day case treatment.
Now, the private hospitals will obviously welcome the arrival of Let's Buy Healthcare to the market, as it's another income stream for them. But from your experience and your knowledge of the private health market, how much capacity have they got?
Well, they tell me that they have the capacity, and if they don't, they can gear up. Based on our figures, we're looking for they do about 400,000 patients a year currently, all private hospitals collectively, and we would be hoping that are asking their capacity to increase by about 6.5% in 2018, a further 11% in 2019, and about another 5% in 2020. So those are not extraordinary increases in capacity. And they certainly have been very clear that if there is a line of sight and visibility of an increased volume of patients, they will adapt and gear up accordingly.
Now, I know that you're in the very early stages of Let's Buy Healthcare in Ireland, but from your knowledge of the UK market, is there also an opportunity for you to bring this business to the UK?
There is. The UK market is obviously much bigger and it's slightly different. But the little research we have done on that on the UK market is that people tend to, funny enough, lose their private health insurance as they get older, which is at the very time they need that private health insurance. And waiting lists are growing. There's about 5 million people waiting in the UK on treatments. So absolutely, the sky is the limit, Carl.